The Director General of the Secretariat of the Pacific Regional Environment Program, or SREP, says there's growing political awareness of the importance of weather services in the Pacific. Meteorological officials from around the Pacific are meeting in Honiara this week ahead of a meeting of ministers in charge of Met offices. Kosolatu told me the one issue they've been discussing in Honiara is the need to extend or improve forecasting services to some of the smaller countries, such as Tokelau.
It needs to build its capacity. It needs to have trained people. You know, you can't just try to do something without the people. So we've been helping out and actually training Tokelauans to take up the challenge. So at the moment, they've got two people, but they're looking at expanding that. That's the key thing. It's building the capacity. It's getting people to be trained and building the capacity so that you start from somewhere.
In the case of Tokelau, where is that assistance going to come from, that capacity building assistance?
There's a number of ways. New Zealand being a country that's in close political ties with Tokelau, so part of that support comes from them, Samoa, and also Fiji and the region.
When you have such a small place population-wise as Tokelau or Niue, I mean, is it actually feasible for them to have a fully functioning 24 hours, 7 day a week weather service?
Yeah, no, that's a good point. So they're looking at what's feasible for them. And as I said, it's not just the smallness in terms of population, but also in terms of distance. In the case of Tokelau, you've got three atoll groups that are not very close to each other. It takes about 4 or 5 hours by boat to get to another. They're just in the process of establishing something that would provide capacity in terms of meteorological support services. They don't really have a fully-fledged measures like other countries, but they do need some capacity support.
In terms of weather systems and weather reporting, where does an organisation like SREP fit in? What's your role?
In terms of meteorological services support, SREP is the regional hub for it. What I mean by that is that we are a regional organization, so we provide that regional support to the countries through a number of ways. So first of all, we help to bring the national Met service directors together to discuss issues that are of a common interest and concern to them. Secondly, a few years ago, we established what is called the Pacific Meteorological Council, which formalizes coming together of national Met service directors. That enables them not just to discuss issues of concern, but then they can look at issues of capacity building, funding, donor support, and so forth. The next level is the ministers' meeting. And so that high-level meeting only started about 2 years ago. First time we had a ministers' meeting was in Tonga in July of 2015. And this year will be the second such meeting. So what we're seeing, the other thing we've got to remember is that Met Service in the Pacific historically have not received the kind of attention that it does now. It is now beginning to see enormous interest. It's now elevated much higher level in terms of political attention than ever before.
One of the messages from that is that governments clearly need to come up with significantly more money to ensure that these services can be maintained at that higher level.
Absolutely. That's true. And as I said, I think there's now an acceptance and increased awareness at the political level of how important that services is. 10 years ago, the level of interest was quite minimal. When you start talking climate change, then people start realizing that the need for example, climate services is so critical in understanding climate change.
That's Kosolatu from the Pacific Regional Environment Program.